You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Follow at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Carm, isn't this song from Rounders?
Yeah, pretty sure.
I'm trying to remember the scene from Rounders that this
when they were on their way to Atlantic City.
That could be.
When his girlfriend leaves him and the apartment's cleaned out.
That could be.
Let's go play some effing cards.
Let's take money from all the people who think they know how to play poker.
Correct.
You might be right about that.
Maybe we wanted to take each other's bankrolls. Yeah. We could have stayed in the city.
Stayed in the city, exactly.
Maybe it's from the epic movie Kingpin.
That's another great movie.
Kingpin is a great movie. Oh, come on. I love Kingpin.
Kingpin's spectacular.
I do. I'm a big fan of that movie.
Oh. Yeah, I understand, but
I got a burly and milked your cow.
We don't have a cow. We have a bull.
I'm going to go brush my teeth. It's pretty amazing.
So great. So great.
You got to admit, I mean, that's pretty good.
That's good. Yeah. So great. Oh, my God.
They got some humor, those Farley brothers, I tell you. Yeah, they know how to be crass, that's for sure. They like that kind of thing.
Smokes. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Crosstalk brought to you by the Hawthorne Racecourse. Get in on the Kentucky Derby action. Download the Club Hawthorne app, watch and wager from anywhere. Details at HawthorneRacecourse.com.
Carmen Yurko.
What's up, boys?
What's up, fellas?
Morning, fellas. How are you guys?
How was the weekend?
Good. How about you guys?
A lot of losing.
A lot of losing, hoodie.
Not out of my wallet, just talking about the field.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's no way to put some money on the Bulls or the Cubs or the White Sox.
How about it? You got cleaned out. Well, the Hawks at least hit. At least the Hawks hit and paid on the money
thing
line.
They did.
That's the only
thing we got.
That's the only good thing of the weekend. Really? Yeah, it was pretty ugly. Not gonna lie. The Bulls, I mean, my God, you can't lose to a 13-win team. That should not happen.
Man,
two parlays. I needed them on the money line. That's it.
Boy, you didn't even need them to cover.
Just win the freaking game.
Probably an indictment just looking at that line that they were only a 4-point favorite going into that game. You know, that's a 13-win team without its second leading scorer or third leading scorer, maybe. I mean, it's like they already can't score.
So Levine scores 50, then 30, right?
And
which bull is going to stand up? The one yesterday or the one the other day? Because 30 points should be enough, along with 18 for Vucevic.
Absolutely,
but it is just amazing. I can't just say, well, it's just the league; it happens. No, those are teams you're supposed to beat.
Absolutely. I mean, what they give up 66 or something in the first half? Is that what it was? Again, this is a team that labors to score. Bad. And Billy Donovan's trying to find ways to fix this defense. I don't know if they can, but they have just no resistance whatsoever right now. Nothing, nobody that can really, other than Patrick Williams, nobody that does a good enough job guarding the perimeter, keeping guys in front of them. Pick and roll defense has been bad. Teams are killing them in the paint right now, and the T-Wolves did last night in just about every which way. And when offensive team does that, that's pretty bad.
How did Patrick Williams not score?
He only took three shots.
He had one rebound.
Yeah, that's the more troubling thing.
Correct.
Maybe. Although I'm not going to bust his balls. He's been fabulous. I like him. Fabulous might be too strong. I think there's tremendous upside with Patrick Williams.
Defensively, for sure.
For sure. I think he's going to be a good player. I won't be too hard on him. But yeah, one rebound. You know, he only took three shots. He doesn't take a lot of shots generally anyway. But
you know, there's some things you can blame on the pandemic. Defense is not one of them.
No.
And I heard Channing Frye say this just recently, saying that, you know, no one's really guarding in the league. It's just because of the difference in, you know, fans and all this. It's like there's no excuse to play. Defense is desire, want to. You've got to want to do that.
Correct.
And so if you're just not going to stay in front of your man, and also I want to point this out too, and this is close your ears, Cap, because I know you don't want to hear this as a coach. Hey, man, you're not going to stop someone every single time down. But there are certain points, especially in the NBA, there's certain points in the game that you just got to make a stop. You have to.
Agreed.
Got to.
Agreed.
They can't do it right now.
By third quarter, 6 minutes left, like if you're going to let someone go back door, it happens, right?
Yeah.
You just, bad communication, whatever. But there's certain times, college is different. College, you got to make stops here, all right? But in the NBA, there's certain times in the game where you must do it.
Like D'Angelo Russell got unfettered access three straight times to the rim.
Exactly.
I'm like,
right.
Does anyone stop the ball
here?
There's
no perimeter defense whatsoever. Absolutely right.
Brutal. Man.
No physicality. Billy Donovan keeps harping on that. We're just not getting into guys. We're not physical enough. We're not getting into guys. You know, so there is an element of, you know, just wanting to do it and being able, you know, being willing to sacrifice, take a charge, be a little bit physical. And they're not doing it right now.
How close are the Hawks to a playoff berth there?
2 points.
Yes, I think 2 points, though.
Blackhawks are about 2 points out of that final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. It's unimpressive. It's a point a game. If in a normal year you're going to point a game, you're scoring 82 points in the season.
Yeah, you're way out of the playoffs.
It's unimpressive. There were no expectations for the Blackhawks for me. So, and at the beginning of the year when you found out Doc was going to be gone for a big chunk of change and there's no Johnny Toews, then you really start scratching your head as you move forward. There's been some good individual performances over the course of the season, but not enough to make you really say, hey, this team has turned a corner. Have they turned a corner?
No.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. They're still floundering.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully they find a way to fix it. I mean, they've made a commitment to their people. Nobody's going anywhere, right? Nobody in the front office is going anywhere. You have what you have, and they're going to keep building and building and building, and hopefully something happens here. But I don't see light at the end of any tunnel.
Jerk face tonight, right? Blue Jackets?
Blue Jackets tonight.
Their head coach?
Jerk face.
John Tortorella?
Jerk faces.
He does have a little jerk face.
He does. Jerk face Tortorella.
He does have a little bit.
I say that when him be on the other side, but I'd love for him to be my head coach.
I wouldn't mind it either. I like him. I mean, you know, and he seems like such an intimidating dude, but when he does, when he's done media.
Though? Is he Keenan-esque?
Kind of. I don't know if he's bad as Keenan, but
he just wear on you.
He does. He seems to.
I like Alain Vigneault.
Alain Vigneault? Yeah.
Alain Vigneault.
Where is he now? New York?
No, he left New York. Alain Vigneault is in.
Alain Vigneault.
He's coaching one of the Canadian teams, isn't he? I thought. Where is Alain Vigneault?
No.
Alain Vigneault is in Philly, right?
He was.
Alain
Vigneault is the head coach of the Flyers.
Flyers, yeah.
Previously his coach, Canadiens, Canucks, and Rangers.
Yeah.
I like that guy. When he was the coach
I like him,
of Vancouver.
That was when the rivalry was good.
Right. It was awesome.
Absolutely. Remember, I wish they could get back.
Remember singing that in church here back in the day? Yeah. Alain Vigneault.
It does sound like a little image.
Amen.
Does it
look
like a hymn?
Amen. Alain Vigneault. I love my partner. He wants Alain Vigneault. He's a veteran coach, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's been around.
Hey, Colleton maybe made the...
He's 60.
The coaching decision of the season when he called the early timeout on Saturday. I mean, the Hawks were down to a completely depleted Columbus team in the first 5 minutes of the game, 2-0. And he called a timeout, and apparently he aired them out pretty good right there on the bench, and they responded. So,
hey, boys.
Yeah, boys.
Hey, boys. We have got to have a dinner later on.
Boys.
Hey, I want my steak to go down good and my vigneault. I want to be able to drink that nicely. Come on, boys.
Hey, boys.
Look at my shoes.
You like my shoe? If you don't play better, it's going to be in your ass. You like my shoes?
You like
my
shoes?
Oh, wow. Maybe that's what he said to them. I don't know, you know?
My shiny shoe will be on your ass, eh?
Right, exactly. Like, but you got to give the guy credit. Like, he knew it right away and didn't mess around. He's like, okay, really? This is what we got right now against the team that it is? Come on.
One of two moves, right? It's either the timeout or you pull the goalie.
Well, that's true, Yerk. It's one of the two.
One of two moves.
Yeah, that's a good
call
point.
Call the timeout or you pull the goalie.
You guys pissed me off. Now I've got a hair out of place.
As you pull the goalie, you apologize to the goalie, and you're yelling at your guys. Yeah. Sorry your team didn't show up for you today.
Look at me. I got a hair out of place because you guys are not playing well.
One of two moves that the NHL coach has. Yurko's right. And then they always apologize to the goalie.
Yeah.
They go, listen, sorry.
Sorry, I had to shut things up.
I had no choice.
So
you know?
These bumps don't want to skate.
Exactly.
Morning,
yeah? By the way, the Cubs offense looks good.
Oh, my God.
The stress is giving me pimples.
They had 11 hits.
I'm tired of this.
The White Sox offense isn't much better right now. Four 1-15 with runners in scoring position.
Yeah. Cubs were 1-23.
Ouch.
And you know that the Brewers last turn through the rotation started in Chicago and finished this weekend in St. Louis. A 0.32 ERA.
Wow. That's pretty good. Now they got to face him again?
Tonight.
Woodruff goes tomorrow, I believe, right?
I believe it's tomorrow. Tonight you get Peralta.
Peralta's tonight, Woodruff tomorrow.
Well, tell people your thoughts on the Cubs, Cap. What did you say earlier?
We suck.
They're 4-5.
Sox are 4-5, too.
Yeah.
And there you go, Carm.
That's hard-hitting analysis.
That's hard-hitting.
That's our morning show today. We suck. There you go.
At least Bryant's hitting. Sort of.
Yeah, 2-4-5 teams. That's what we're looking at.
2-4-5 teams.
Yeah, right now, mediocre, guys.
Well, hold on a second. Bryant, I think Javi has the most hits on the team.
He might.
I think he has 8, and that's 74th best in baseball.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yep.
Well, I was on with Kanellis last night. Kanellis goes, their third leading hitter is hitting like 160. I'm like, that's probably not a good sign. We don't put too much stock in a batting average, but when the third best guy on the team's hitting a .160, you might have a problem.
Not good.
Like, yeah, man.
You know, Hawk might call that a hard 160. There's no such thing as a hard 160. That's just 160.
Yeah. No.
You know, and it's like when your third best hitter is hitting a .160 in the first 10 days, you're like,
here's your hitting right now. Good. Contreras, 200. Rizzo, 133. Bodie, 100. Baez, 242. He's got 8 hits to lead the team. Chris Bryant, 233. He's got 7 hits. 138 for Jock Peterson. Please bring the guy back from Arizona. Ian Happ, 160. Hayward, 172. Sogard, 143. That's your guys.
That's not very good, boys. Not good. Meantime, the Sox bullpen, which, you know, they wanted to go undefeated on the year. They wanted to hold, you know, hold the lead every time the starter left the game.
They blew three in 5 games, guys.
They've blown through. Yeah.
You had a lead in 5 games. The 5 games you lost.
Well, the bullpen lost them all, too, yes. Right? Isn't the loss been tagged to someone out of the pen in all 5?
1-5 in the bullpen?
Yeah.
Jeez, I mean, who would have thought that?
By the way, I know Grandal had the day off. You can break glass and get Collins out of there. I mean, that one at bat. You could do that, right? Could you just
once?
Just one time.
Yeah.
Collins was up there struggling, right? Grandal had the day off, but you could pinch hit in that spot.
You could pinch hit.
Could have.
Unless for whatever reason, like, you're not playing today. I mean, they already lost Mercedes because they pinch hit. They pinch ran for Mercedes.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
That's all right. I mean, I'll tell you, we went through the schedule, especially for the Cubs and the White Sox, daunting. Daunting, to say the least.
Speaking of the pitching, I mean, now that, you know, Cleveland might not be that good, but they're the first-place team, and they do what we thought they'd do well, and that's pitch. And they've got to go through the gauntlet. They face Bieber, they face Savali, and they face Plesak. And I can't remember, the fourth kid's a kid making a spot start, I think, tomorrow. But they face the three big dogs in the series.
Cubs get the Brewers in Milwaukee, come home and get the Braves here.
Yeah, Braves.
You've got around the corner.
Braves got robbed.
You got a little more Pirate. That's not a good thing. More Brewer, Red, and Dodger.
Shandis is coming to town.
The Dodgers. Meantime, the Dodgers without Mookie Betts and without Cody Bellinger, 8-2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm,
come
man.
On, man.
I mean, you miss a couple of guys out of that lineup. They find a way, right?
Like the two of the not five surprising. Best players in the National League, and they're still 8-2.
Yeah, come on. Crazy.
It's crazy. Come on.
When people are like, let's trade away all the Cubs. Who are you getting for them?
I don't know.
Not good. And please don't tell me it's 9 games, because it's been going on since Theo said it was broken in 2018.
Yeah, they really haven't fixed it. 9 games. They have not fixed that offense. You're right.
So,
9 games.
Anyway. All right, we're out of your way.
All right, see you,
have
boys.
A great show.
See you tomorrow.
Kick us out, York.
All right, we got exciting stuff on the Carmen and Yurko show.
Hoodie, I'll see you at 7.
See ya. Have a good
start
night.
Start skating, boys.
All right, Hoodie and I back in the morning. Carmen Yurko, our next big day. Sylvie back in the studio at 2. See ya.
Hey, guys, it's Yurko. Playing 10 years in the league, created some battle wounds that I still feel every single day. Constant aches and pains that unfortunately won't go away. What I've been looking for is something to help ease the pain in a safe and reliable way. Recently, I was introduced to Delta 8x3 Chin. It's exactly what Johnny Handsome needed. The effects for me were instantaneous, and I was finally able to diminish that pain. My friends at 3Chi, that's number 3CHI, are the leaders in hemp-derived cannabinoid products. They invented a way to make the first federally legal Delta 8 THC in the world. Delta 8 is a perfect substitute for anyone using Delta 9 who want the same great feelings but without the negative side effects. Take my advice. Go to 3Chi.com. That's the number 3CHI.com. to shop for Delta 8 vapes, gummies, tinctures, and oils. Use code ESPN21 at checkpoint to receive 5% off your order. That's ESPN21. You must be 21 or older to purchase.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko.
Stream ESPN 1000 easily on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Well, I hope everyone had a pretty good weekend in terms of the teams we root for. It wasn't particularly good.
They were bad. Especially your White Sox, Carm.
It was pretty bad. They only played one game and it was bad. Yeah. But it left a bad taste in all of our
mouths. Saturday, call for the rain out at 9 a.m.
Which was probably, I think, the smart thing. I mean, it did rain.
Took a look at it and said, hey, we're not going to have it. We're not going to do it. We're not going to try it. We're not going to venture forward.
Yeah. Which was smart. I mean, it did rain pretty much all afternoon.
I played golf on Saturday.
In the afternoon?
In the morning.
In the morning.
Morning par three tournament. Worked out well. Then the rain started to come. I'd say at about 1:30.
Yeah, that was about right.
That's about when the rain came.
I think they made the right call on that. So they kind of had to sit around a couple days. Tony La Russa tried to use that as a little bit of a excuse, I guess you'd say, for his team. Or not excuse,
an explanation.
But a way to explain it away a little. Like, hey, we did have, we won an emotional game Thursday, the home opener. Then we sit around for a couple of days because the built-in day off and then a rain out. Whatever. Okay. You got a lead. You're turning it over to this bullpen that's supposed to be lights out. And I think they will be just fine. Like, of the concerns I have.
Yeah, eventually they'll be fine.
The bullpen still isn't really one of them. I think they'll be fine.
I wonder if the White Sox should be 9-0. That's what I wonder.
Well, in their minds.
Should they be 9-0?
In their minds, they said, hey, we'd like to go the whole season once we get the lead turned over to us without losing. They've had a lead in. Have they had a lead in every game?
Yes.
I think they have.
Yeah, the five games they lost, they had a lead in.
Yes. It's like, guys, come on. I mean, your bullpen made the point.
Your bullpen has crapped the bed.
The bullpen's been tagged with all five losses so far. And that's not the way it was supposed to go.
Nope.
But of my concerns, again, I have more concerns about the sloppy nature with which they play. They haven't played a clean game yet. The closest thing was Lance Lynn's dominant performance in the home opener last Thursday. Other than that, this team has not played a very clean game. They're tied for the American League lead in errors with 9. They have the worst fielding percentage in the bigs. They have the fifth lowest defensive runs saved metric in all of baseball. That's what sort of worries me more than anything else. And they just, they almost like refuse to play a clean game. And Garrett Crochet had Michael Taylor dead to rights at home on the squeeze attempt, and he spiked it from 50 feet. And they had two errors. You had a Moncada throwing error yesterday, I think it was, too, or a fielding error, Moncada fielding error yesterday,
definitely,
right?
Definitely spiked it. You want to talk about
getting
tight.
And Garrett Crochet spiked it, right, Eric? That's it. And, if you're not going to play a clean game and if you're going to continue to give other teams extra outs, you're going to find yourself
in these situations.
Yeah, believe it or not, I don't think that the bullpen is somehow bad. I think they'll be just fine. I think there's too much talent down there, but the early returns are not very good. And that doesn't mean that they can't be a spectacular team 2 months from now. I expect that they would be close to being spectacular 2 months from now. But right now, in the first 9 games, it's not very good.
We invite any and all questions today, 312-332-3776. Every concern one could have about baseball, whatever it is your concerns are, we invite all those phone calls today. I'm going to give you a series of numbers. Are you ready?
Do I know what this is or no?
You're going to tell me exactly what it is once you hear the ninth number, okay?
All right.
It's 9 numbers. Could be a phone number. Could be anything. You don't know. And if it is a phone number, I want to know who is the phone number.
Okay.
All right? We're going to go 3-5-4-5-0-2-4-2-1. What are those numbers? What is that sequence?
Your Social Security number.
It is not my Social Security number.
The Fibonacci sequence.
It is not the Fibonacci sequence. Those are the runs scored by the Chicago Cubs this year.
Wait, do it again.
Okay?
Do it again.
You ready?
Yeah, do it again.
3-5-4-5-0-2-4-2-1.
Makes me feel better about
it. Yeah, well, I would feel better if I was you. Now, the Cubs did come up with 11 big hits the day you and I were over at Crestwood.
Points bet, yeah, Thursday.
The points bet, yes. Yeah. They came up with 11 hits.
They did.
So my thoughts and my idea of a tremendous contest we could have here at the station was ruined because I set the bar low and I just wanted double-digit hits.
My God.
But I will do what I am going to do now. We need to have a contest over the next 30 games. If there is a winner, double-digit runs.
Double-digit
runs. And I think we can do it on Twitch. I think we can do it on Twitter. I think we can do it wherever we want to do it. Give out the next 30 games.
Next 30 games.
And somebody wins one of my old hats from in the back. okay? An old hat. Because this type of game and contest is a contest we do, the Mock to Chicago Cubs. So, perfect prize. What, John, you're an idiot. You're an idiot, John.
Look at this.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Look at this on Twitch, what I'm holding in my hand.
That's perfect.
This is a doorstop, okay? One could use it as a paperweight.
I was going to say a paperweight.
Paperweight, a doorstop.
If you were John Wick, maybe like a weapon, somebody came into your home. John Wick would like slam it into somebody's throat.
If you got a window that falls and doesn't stay up, you could use that to hold up a window.
Yeah.
You know what?
What we're talking about specifically is the plan.
Yes, that's...
With a foreword by Anthony Rizzo from David Kaplan, the book that he wrote. Oh, what a... Oh, my heavens. Look at that. A lot of pictures in this book.
Size. For a paperweight.
Yeah.
I was with Cap. I was producing a show when he wrote that book. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into writing that book. Okay, so why don't you give a little respect for the man?
Oh, boy.
Right?
Blood, sweat, and tears.
It could still be a paperweight.
Yeah.
Okay, but a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. But that's what we could give away.
We can always put you back on the show if you want. If you don't mind. I mean, you want to go back?
Yerky, you have some blood, sweat, and tears 8-tracks at home, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
We could put a little prize pack together of a bunch of junk that we got lying around.
Yeah.
Believe me, you go into our office, we could find some stuff.
It goes the next 30 games. And if the Cubs don't get double-digit runs, Carm, what are we going to do? We'll go another 30 games.
Go another 30?
Well, yeah.
Believe it or not.
Somebody's going to have to walk away with this.
My guess is someone in the next 30 is going to get... Somebody, they're going to get double digit runs. You almost are.
You would think
by accident, you're going to catch a team on like a bullpen
day. Somebody's
going to
give you 32 outs.
Exactly.
You know, somebody's going to give you 5 extra during
the White
day.
Sox.
And whether
they'll give you 30, they like giving teams 30 outs.
Listen, the Cubs aren't hitting the ball. The Cubs aren't scoring runs. Until they start hitting the ball and scoring runs, quite frankly, the fact they're 4-5 is a miracle. It's a miracle.
I mean, they're 3-3 against the Pirates. And in MLB.com's latest power rankings, the Pirates are dead last in baseball. Yeah. The 30th ranked team in the power rankings, and the Cubs are 3-3 against the Pirates.
How about this one? The Pirates scored 15 runs in their last two games after scoring 19 in their previous seven.
Well, Cub pitching. You know, the back end of the Cubs, the fourth and fifth pitcher are really kind of...
Well, this idea that you can just get by pitching a contact with a good defense, I mean, that's not always going to work out for you. You know, they just don't have a lot of guys that miss bats, and that was the case the last couple of nights.
Yeah.
So your baseball concerns, nobody's panicking, all right? And I don't know that their panic would set in on the north side anyway. I don't know that expectations are all that high. Expectations were very high in the south side. Not panicked. I think the Sox will still be very good when it's all said and done. They're in the only division in baseball that's got four of the five teams that are all plus in differential in the first week and a half of the season. So they're probably going to be, as we anticipated, in somewhat of a competitive division. We knew the Twins. We figured maybe the Indians would hang around because of their pitching. And so far in the first week and a half, that's exactly what they've done. So no panic, but concern. And I don't think it's being a bad fan by saying you're a little bit concerned.
That's right.
You know, what is going on with the bullpen? Will they get it figured out? Can the defense correct itself? The best story continues to be, or I guess Mercedes is the best story.
Right,
the most promising, encouraging story continues to be Michael Kopech, who has been absolutely dominant. I mean, I don't want to jinx him, but, you know, like, no, they can't touch him right now. Absolutely dominant in his three appearances. Michael's on the south side. What's up, Michael?
Yeah, about that interesting thing about Kopech and Crochet. They have yet to be used one time this year, back-to-back in the same game. It's always been split up, right? You never see them go from 6 to 7, 8 to 9. They always been split up. There always been two guys between them or something. And I was wondering, when are they going to hook these guys up together and finish a ball game, you know?
Well, I mean, yesterday you went from Kopech's dominant performance into Bummer, who I think they trust as much as anybody, gave up the lead. They get it back. You go to Hendricks. You sign him to a $54 million deal, and he gives it up. I mean, I think you had it. What's that, Jer?
He was the first caller of the day, too.
We got to rip
You're him. An idiot and you don't know baseball.
We're just busting your chops, Michael. That's what we do. I think he had it lined up exactly like you wanted it. I don't know that it has to be Kopech and Crochet have to be the two that go back-to-back. La Russa got everything and then some from Kopech. You turn it over to Bummer. You're going to go into Hendricks. Eaton kind of bailed out Bummer, and they still didn't get the job done. That's what's surprising right now, because that was supposed to be the strength of this team. 312-332-3776. Cubs issues, Sox issues, your concerns, concerns for golf. We could talk about that a little bit, because unfortunately the Masters was a real snooze fest. But we got a lot to recap.
Not for me. I loved it.
Merkin loves golf as much as anybody I know. Yeah. He said he fell asleep for 90 minutes yesterday.
No, not me. Every
Sleepy
shot.
Floyd over there.
Every shot I watched.
We'll be right back.
It's Carmen and Yurko. Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch today and every day. Twitch.tv or download the Twitch app. Search ESPN 1000 Chicago. You certainly want to be on Twitch later today, because the one, the only, Mark Silverman is back. Sylvie! Silver! The Silver Fox! He's back. He hasn't been in here in a year. It has been just over a year. He has been in the State Street Studios. It's going to be very exciting later today.
Did you guys happen to walk by their office?
I did. By the way, who cleaned their office? We all have our Sylvie Strong shirts
right on.
Nice job, everybody. Good call by Mike Thomas. Sent out an email yesterday. Said, you know what would be a nice touch, guys? Let's all wear our Sylvie Strong shirts. I said, that is a good idea, Mike. Their office got cleaned out, or cleaned up, I should say.
Right. But
I wondered, did they do that because Sylvie's coming back? They wanted it to look nice?
Did you see there are two huge...
There's presents.
Yes.
Big gifts. Yeah, I don't know who those are from.
I don't know.
Do we know who those are from?
No.
What's in there?
I was tempted to open them.
Can we go open them?
Why would you guys open up gifts that are clearly meant for Sylvie? That doesn't make any sense.
I know. I'm curious.
I'm kind of curious, too. I have to admit.
I mean,
I picked it up like, well, one
you
says...
You can't re-up it.
One says, Waddle must open. Like, what's that all about?
Yeah, I don't know.
And I was shaking it to try to figure out, like, what's in here?
Yeah.
Well, if I had to guess, it would be something that looks like a phallus.
Is it my...
Because, you know, we've had those issues here at the station. Wouldn't you say yes?
Yeah, I guess we
have. You'd be surprised what you could find in a package like that.
Sylvie's back. I haven't seen Sylvie since October.
In person.
I mean, we've talked, but I have not seen him since October, since he was over at my house.
Do you miss him?
I miss him, of course. He's one of my great friends.
One of your best buddies?
Yes.
Yeah.
I miss him. So I'm excited to stick around a little bit later today and say hi to Sylvie. And they're rolling out the red carpet, baby. So he'll be back later today. You want to be, because, you know, people haven't been able to see him. He's been doing the show at home. Now, he puts his stories on Instagram. I mean, he's really good about that.
I've seen a lot of them on Instagram.
He's got Mason on there with him a lot. But, you know, the Twitchers, they just see Waddle in here without his shirt on, drinking beer, having a good time. You'll get to see the two of them together on Twitch later today.
I call the little ones Buck and Bronco.
Buck and Bronco.
Yeah, I gave him nicknames already.
That's exactly. You give everybody nicknames.
You don't see a lot of Bronco, though. The young one, the stubborn one.
No, you don't see Bronco as much.
He's headstrong.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
Yeah, he ain't going to listen to the old man.
I think you're right about
that. Yeah, Mason will listen. But
Mason will take orders a little bit.
Not
better.
Bronco.
I don't think he will.
Oh, boy. He's a man. He's charting his old territory. Nobody's going to chart his territory for him.
312-332-3776. Sox have Rodon going on the hill later today, 6:30 pregame with Connor McKnight. Meller's got the pregame tonight because Connor's doing the game tonight. Because Len's moving over to TV, so Connor will be doing the play-by-play, one of, I think, 25 games right here on your home for the White Sox, ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app during the regular season. Len will do TV tonight, so it'll be Connor and DJ and our very own Midway Jeff Meller will do pre and post. So 6:30 pregame after Waddle and Sylvie later tonight. Rodon goes to the bump. He was terrific minus one bad inning in Seattle last week where he just got the walksies. He gave three free passes, but he missed a lot of bats. Other than that, he was very good, and I hope he's good tonight because after tonight, the Indians roll into their three studs.
They got Bieber, McKenzie tonight.
McKenzie tonight, and then into Bieber, into Plesac, into Savali.
It's Bieber Giolito tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, I believe, is Bieber Giolito. Yes, that should be a nice matchup.
Be a good game.
And for the first time in a long time, the Sox lose when a lefty starter starts. Mike Minor started yesterday. The White Sox lost, so that record falls to 17-1.
Goes to crap.
Since the start of last year. Rod's in Lockport on ESPN 1000. Hello, Rod.
What's up, Rocket?
Hey, guys. How are you?
How are you, man?
I'm fine. Hey, I want to ask you, I want to say one thing about the White Sox. You got to be encouraged with their walks.
The walks,
more patient.
That's a good point, and because they've never historically been a team that walks a lot. Mm-hmm. They had 10 in one of the games in Seattle last week. I think they had 9 yesterday. The problem is they lost both those games. And in those two games, they scored a combined 7 runs. So I do like the walks. Now you got to hit when somebody's on base.
Right. But the most important thing I'm calling about is your prosciutto-wrapped chicken breast you made yesterday and showed on Instagram.
Did you see that? Yes.
Did you put it in the oven at all, or is it all done on the skillet?
All done on the skillet. All skillet. So, you know, sear it, both sides. I added a bottle of Spotted Cow, which a lot of people were able to spot just from, like, the little
green
neck
label.
Collar.
Yeah.
And then what I did was I just put another pan over the top so that get a little bit of a steam effect. But you could throw it into the oven. You certainly could. But no, I did not. Direct heat on the stovetop the whole time. So try it, Rod.
I'm trying it tonight.
Do it. You're going to love it.
All right,
it's
man.
Great. All right,
thanks.
Buddy. We'll see you.
Hey, use a quality prosciutto. Don't try none of that cheap stuff. It'll taint the rest of it. Got to use a nice prosciutto.
Not something imported.
Don't go over and pay like $4.99 for the prosciutto and think you've got something going on.
I'm with Yurko on that. Get the good stuff. Jose's in Hedgewick.
Jose.
In Hedge.
Hagwish.
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 Easy for me to say. Jose, what's up, buddy?
Good morning. So Cubs lineup, same old. It's deja vu. It looks like the Madden effect is taking over Ross. I really don't see any adjustments by Ross.
Nothing.
Being very, very polite right now, but it seems like he doesn't know what he's doing.
Overwhelmed.
I don't know. I don't understand. Maybe the front office thought him coming in as the elder spokesperson after the miraculous World Series would do something, but I'm sorry, but he's a bench coach.
Let me ask though. Like, it was
I'll blame the players.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Jose.
That was my next point. Okay. I'm afraid to say. Let me get this out of here because I've been holding my. I think they've peaked. Honestly, I think they peaked.
You're not alone in that feeling.
Yes. Leadoff man. Since Fowler, nothing. It's by committee. I mean, why don't you give this kid Marantzik, the center fielder? Get some base on balls. Get on base.
Yeah.
Happ is not a – I know he's a switch hitter. He's the bottom of the half guy. I mean, it's the same stuff. I'm sorry, Ross. This is what the hand you dealt. But the defense is taking too much responsibility with the pitchers with this soft toss pitching rotation we have.
Yeah.
It's going to overwhelm these defensive guys.
Yeah.
They're going to get errors. They're not perfect. We're human. We're not robots.
Jose, thanks. Thanks, brother. We appreciate 88 it.
88 miles an hour he topped out at yesterday. 88. That was the top. I kept looking at the speed.
No, come on. That was not. Was that really his fastest pitch yesterday?
I am telling you, it was 88 miles an hour.
Jeez. I mean, that's like, you know.
I watched it, and I just scratched my head, and I said, how is that?
In this day and
age? Survive?
Yeah, I don't know. That's, and you know, like, for as good as Alec Mills has been, that's going to, at some point, you know.
Yeah,
his BABIP right now is 0.71. That ain't lasting. I mean, and
you got to be perfect in almost every pitch.
Every pitch. I mean, they just don't miss bats. I didn't realize his fastest pitch was 88. I mean, that's slow. I got to be honest.
I sat and I watched. I looked, and boy, he was laboring the inning. I watched third inning.
Wow.
Third inning, laboring.
Could you imagine if this team didn't win in 2016?
They would have still been a team. They still would have been a team that went to three National League Championship Series.
Still have the burden right now.
And,
but they did.
And guess what? They did win it.
They did.
Well, I can't imagine what it would have been like if they didn't, because they did.
Yeah. At least you can hang your hat on that. You don't have to worry about it. You don't even have to think about it, Merck. Put it out of your mind. I can't explain this offense. It's been too many years of this. It from John Maley to Chili Davis to Joe Madden to David. You can blame everybody you want to blame, but I
blame the hitters.
Ian Happ's a head-scratcher to me. I mean, Ian Happ last year, half the kids' hits were extra base hits. He was terrific last year. Granted, truncated season, but he still had a 60-game sample where he hit well.
30 at-bats, I'm not really going to judge.
I know, but he's still
kind
of a head-scratcher a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, you're right. I mean, it's 30 at-bats.
He can have a 4-for-4 day, and the next thing you know, all of a sudden his batting average is at 260. And you're like, oh, okay,
That's true. That's true.
It's too early in the season.
But I can't figure out why they can't score runs. Your guess is as good as mine. Situational, I don't know what it is. I don't know that there's anybody in the baseball universe that has a good answer as to why this team labors to score runs as much as they do and as much as they have. Look at the playoff games. Go look at the two playoff games last year against the Marlins. Go look at the playoff series before that. What was it? The Colorado game? And then, Or no, I guess it would have been the Brewer game and then into the Colorado series. Does that sound right, Merck, back in 2018? I mean, go look at the paltry number of runs scored in Wrigley Field in these home playoff games. Look at this problem that they've had since Theo said years ago, and he's not even here anymore, our offense is broken, and they have not been able to fix it. Is it because they have too many of the same type of guys? They rely too much on launch angle. Too many teams have good stuff in the top of the zone. And I really don't have a good answer other than this has been the same old for this club now for what seems like it's going on three seasons, right?
Yep.
So your guess is as good as mine. And Jose's not alone in thinking maybe they just all peaked. And instead of continuing to ascend, they all went the other way. 312-332-3776. Did you enjoy the Masters at all this weekend? And does golf have a serious problem? We'll discuss some of that coming up next.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Congrats to Hideki Matsuyama, who was about 35-1. Not bad, huh? If you had him at the start of the tournament, he becomes the first ever Japanese golfer to win at Augusta.
Did you see the video that, the photo that Riggs, who's from Barstool, tweeted out?
No.
That a listener saw this morning?
I don't think so.
I sent it to you on the chain, but it's if you go to Riggs on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's Hideki and his caddy and maybe a couple other people at the Atlanta airport. Okay.
Oh, man.
And he's flying commercial, and he has his green jacket over his arm. There's not even like a bag for it. He's literally got the green jacket over his arm.
Come on. Are you serious?
Yeah, I sent the picture.
You sent that this morning?
He was flying to Chicago. And from Chicago, they said he's heading back to Japan.
Dude, yeah. Look at that. I see it now. Yeah, he's just, no big deal. I got the green jacket.
I mean, not even in a carry-on bag.
Security or something around the poor guy.
Yeah.
Listen, his back nine on Saturday was pretty awesome. I mean, when you go out and you shoot a 30 like that on the back nine, that was great. But there really was not much drama this weekend. I don't think the leaderboard was particularly sexy. I think there were a lot of guys outside the top 35 that were kind of hanging around that were in contention. And for casual golf fans, I don't think that's a good thing. I don't know what the numbers look like. Have you seen anything, Merck, yet about ratings? I'm not sure, but I watched because I like golf. Yurko watched. He loves golf. Merck was watching, but Merck somehow fell asleep. I didn't fall asleep. I was watching, but I got to say it was sort of unsatisfying. And just when you thought it was going to get interesting for maybe 16, 17, and 18, Xander Schauffele does something that you don't see very often. Normally, guys are hitting to the drink on 12, not on 16. I mean, honestly, how many times you see guys make a mistake like that on 16 where they're short in the water?
Right. The last big one I ever saw was when Severiano Ballesteros in 86 put one in the drink. In 86.
And Yurko's talking about Seve in 86.
Yeah, which allowed then Jack Nicklaus to go ahead and win that one. He just trap hooked the ball right into the water. I mean, so far away from the green, it was like, what the hell did Seve just do?
Oh, Seve did?
Yeah.
Just when you thought, okay, here we go. Like, now it's going to get good. That lasted for 6 minutes.
It was 181 to the pin. He pulled out the 8-iron. And I know their clubs are a little bit stronger because they've got so many wedges in the bag. But I'm like, 8-iron? 181?
Well, these guys hit it a long way.
I said that to myself. I said, boy, that's loud. But if you don't hit it perfect.
I guess.
If you don't catch it flush, and these guys are ball strikers, but you still don't catch it flush a little bit. Catch the ground. You don't center it perfectly. Well, that's a long way.
He said he had no problem. He said he hit the shot just how he wanted to. Unfortunately, right. He misjudged the wind.
The wind.
He
a little bit of a headwind.
He thought it was helping, but it was hurting.
Oh, boy. Smooth 7-iron, kid.
That's what I would have done.
Smooth 7-iron.
Throw it out to the right, let it come back down. Isn't that what they do?
I mean,
you just don't see that mistake very often
and
on 16.
I had no problem with the 4-iron on 15 out of Hideki.
Hideki?
Right. If he hits the fade that he hit the day before.
It's there.
It's not an issue. He wants to play a fade. He double-crossed it, Carm. You know, anytime you draw a ball or you hook a ball, when you don't want to hook a ball, the ball's going to go farther, and it's going to have a not as high of a flight path as it would normally have when you're playing a fade. Hmm. Fades don't go as far.
Fades don't go as far. That's true.
He double-crossed. He trapped it. You want to hit a fade and you hit a hook, there's going to be problems. You're hitting it further, and you're hitting it lower than you thought you were going to. I was hoping it's going to smack a tree.
Yeah.
Because it went right by a tree. I was hoping it would smack a tree.
It made it interesting for a few minutes. I just can't believe how quickly it dissipated because of Xander's mistake. Once he put it in the drink, that was it. we've been saying for some time now for casual golf fans. I think
I like the Zalatoris story.
I like the Zalatoris story too, but I don't know that that's going to really move the needle, and I don't know that enough casual fans are going to get into it. Without Tiger, with Phil getting older and not being able to compete like he once did, without
with
Tiger
being
and Phil,
out, with Dustin Johnson seemingly not caring
ever.
Whether he I've won one, I doesn't don't matter. Care, doesn't matter to me.
Doesn't matter.
Rory McIlroy doing what Rory McIlroy is going to do,
missing the cut.
Even some guys that are you're looking for, Cantlay, you're expecting him to do a little something. He's plus nine. Morikawa did nothing, was, you know, 30th. Paul Casey.
Listen.
What? Awful. Awful. Whoever liked Paul Casey doesn't know much about golf. He was terrible.
You can't help it, Merkin.
What?
You can't help it.
Well, I'm just saying Paul Casey. What? Oh, Merkin loves Paul Casey?
Well, he had them all.
No wonder you finished in last in the station's contest.
Yeah, but it was tough. That was you're our golf expert, Merck. That was a tough showing.
Golf expert. It needs to be a little bit better than that.
Who made me the golf expert? I just love golf. I never said I was the expert.
Without Tiger, without Phil, there's some serious problems. And Yurko listed off the reasons why. Koepka's body might never allow him to be quite as dominant as everybody
when
hoped.
Your knees start to go. Let me tell you, I know what aching knees feel like.
DJ's got no personality. Xander doesn't have much personality. He hasn't won yet anyway. Yeah,
they got the personalities of wet paper bags.
Who was I just thinking of? Too? I was going to say something.
You're thinking about the other golfers that have no personality.
Yeah, like there's not enough oomph. You know,
Sergio Garcia back in the day had a little bit of pop and a little bit of, you know, that. Who's the other guy that wore the goofy hat from Sweden?
Jesper Parnevik.
Even Parnevik had a little bit of style. Poulter was nowhere to be found.
This tour needs Bryson to play great every single tournament he plays in, or they got no shot, because at least Bryson's got some of the Happy Gilmore in him, you know, where he's, the heck with it. I'm just going to try to hit it 400 yards. At least there's that. But
and
when
he was
Bryson,
nowhere to be found.
And he was really no other than he made a little move on, what, Friday into Saturday, Mark, yes. I think it was?
Yeah, he,
other
he was
than
4-under
that,
on...
Other than that, Bryson was really nowhere to be found. And when he's not there...
Did you see the tweet I mentioned? It's Diakarm. Adam Sandler tweeted out yesterday, have fun today, young man. Mr. Gilmore is watching you and very proud to Will Zalatoris.
Will Zalatoris looks just like the caddy that caddies for him in the first tournament when he's got to, you know, pull a kid off of the range, right?
Right.
When you know what I'm talking about, from Happy Gilmore. Yeah. He looks just like that.
And then Will Zalatoris responded, if you ever in need of a caddy again, let me know. I'll be better this time. I'm always available for you, Mr. Gilmore.
We got some calls that people want to talk about it and the state of golf going forward. And I just don't know who's going to swoop in and save this sport right now. Like, it's got to be Bryson hitting 400-yard drives each and every tournament, I think, if they're going to find a way for casual fans to get genuinely excited about, you know, watching golf the way they did when Phil and Tiger were in contention. 312-332-3776. Plus, the Bulls had a terrible defeat last night, and I mean terrible. And Billy Donovan addressed some of the issues post-game. We'll play some of that sound for you coming up. 312-332-3776 if you want to join Kermit and Yurko. We'll be back in 2 minutes.